ladies. I mentioned to you we're going to have a special little treat tonight, and we're going to be having that in a few moments. But before, we have Ryan Wilichko come and share with us in song tonight. I would like to throw out to the veterans first of all, a shout of thank you for all of your service and that kind of thing. But I would like to challenge you to stand up and give a testimony. But here's what I was thinking. If you would be willing to stand and tell us a life lesson that you learned while in the military, and just kind of share that with us, something that you got that just kind of helped you in perhaps in service, perhaps in just your life in general, that you learned while in the military that you think would be good and a blessing for us to hear. I'd like you to be able to stand up and share that. And I'm going to have you think about that while we ask Ryan Wilichko to come. And he's going to be bringing us a special at this time, a patriotic song, fairly new, but a patriotic song nonetheless. Ryan, would you please come? God bless you. Awesome job, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you. A very good reminder. By the way, this coming Tuesday, you get to exercise one of those freedoms that's been given to you. What is it? Election Day. That's right. We go and vote and get to have our voice heard. So we need to remember that. By the way, I haven't crossed any lines there by encouraging you to vote. I didn't tell you who to vote for or which direction to vote. And there's a verse of Scripture, by the way, that tells you how you ought... No, I'll not go there. This evening, I just kind of wanted to just kind of reflect a little bit. And I had kind of laid out a challenge before Ryan came and so beautifully reminded us of our privilege and our duties as Americans. And I just wanted to know if there's any veterans here who learned a life lesson that you were taught in the military that has really impacted you and has helped you through your years of life. Would you be willing to share that with us? So I open this up at this time. Any veteran who would be willing to share with us. Phil?
Well, the military man's code is duty, honor, and country. And I think that's the thing that I absorbed as much as anything while being a member of the Air Force for over 24 years. Mm-hmm. Duty. Duty means that you are ready to serve and fight with your with the other men in your outfit and to tackle any job that is in front of you. There are too many civilians that I'm concerned about that look at people like me and say, oh, you're a hero because I served and because I flew and because I did this and that and got shot at. And I say, no, I wasn't a hero at all. What I was simply doing was doing my job not to let down my fellow man as he was doing his job. So any military man will tell you the same thing whether they've got the Medal of Honor or not. When I think of a hero, I think more of like Mike when he ran into a building to serve to save a burning child. That to me is a hero. That they're willing to know that there's a problem there. Honor. Honor means that you are a man or woman of integrity. That you keep your word. When you say you're going to do something, you will do it. And country. saying about our country, our great country. When I look at the flag of the United States and I hear the national anthem being played, I get a tire, I get a tear in my eye, even today, because this country means so much to me. It just really disturbs me when I see these things are going on, like the Occupy and so on. And they just got too much time on them, that's all I can say. They need to be shaken down and need to realize what a great opportunity they have. They think they aren't really put upon. They have all the opportunities in the world. And that's our country. The duty, honor, and country.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. And again, we thank you for your service to our country. God bless you. Any others? Greg.
Take me a minute. I was a combat veteran. Two tours. I'm just thankful I came back. And for two, most of the heroes I've known, their names are on the wall, but elsewhere in the tombstone. I have no idea why they did that. I was wounded twice, saw a lot of that too. And I don't mean to. I'm proud of this country, but I'm also proud of the men that I served with. And the distinction of having to give their lives to take a bullet where it could have been me, or should have been me, that could have been me. But it's also, I had to learn too that if they truly didn't want to play, it was an unpopular war with a lot of people. I went and I volunteered for everything I got. I was going to say the most important thing I learned was never volunteer. But they don't know, a lot of people in America don't realize what goes on in a foreign country, especially in an Asian country. Not because it's communist, because it's Asian. Their values and their morals are totally different than ours. I didn't witness very well for the voting out there, because I didn't believe a word could cause something as bad as that, and I had to realize later on in life that there's not just one force in this world. This world isn't run by God. Not, I don't need to drag you out. I'm just thankful for the men I served with, and they had the courage and strength to help me make it home. Because without them, I'd never be home.
Amen. Amen. And Greg, we want to thank you for your service to our country and to helping to preserve our freedoms and attempt to win the freedom for others as well. God bless you. Thank you. Bill.
When I was in the from an incumbent who went first to Fort Lewis, Washington. And during that time of the basic training, and the colleges were screaming to the government that you've taken all our kids and we don't have anybody left. So there was a competitive examination conducted, and I was selected to go to it. And my company had an editor of Fortune magazine who happened to be on duty that weekend. And he could not understand how I was chosen, and he wasn't. But nevertheless, I went to the University of Idaho and went through a training program. And then the group was going to be split in half. The first half was going to go to the University of California. And the second half was going to South Dakota State College, wherever that was. And I was going to go to South Dakota. So we were able to get about halfway through a degree program when the conditions in New York were such that we were called back in the activity. And they formed the 97th Division, which served under Patton in New York from, well, often Germany to the evening Czechoslovakia. And then we came back and spent 30 days in the States, and then we went to the Philippines and picked up our jump equipment from New York that we're going on. And thank goodness we didn't have to fight because we were on board ship ready to attack Japan and win the armistice this time. So it's a long story, but in the end, I could go back after the war on the GI Bill, thank you to your taxpayers, and got a degree in mechanical engineering. And I considered that the U.S. the most important lesson I learned. And to me, I probably would have been a technician of some sort in some factory. I didn't say, no, I know I'm my own business, which is quite different. But to get the education is what I thank God for, because without being in the military, I would not have done
it. Amen. And Bill, we thank you for your service to our country. God bless you. Thank you. Any others? Okay, Frank.
Well, long story a little different. I was a 17-year-old kid who dreamed of being in the Navy from the time I was about 12 years old. I lived in Conesta. And then I was, the 21st January 1946, I was 17. I told my dad and my mother to take me down to Titusville to enlist in the Navy. That was a real war there, too. So I did. I was stayed till March 1st to get some school credits. And then I enlisted for 3 years and came home and went to Detroit to work and after 3 years and got called back to Korea. I was in reserves and got called back to Korea for 15, 18 months, something like that. And then the old kid in the family, served his life to me, taught me to get along with everyone and to see what people overseas in some of the places, Guam and other places, the people, they had nothing. To appreciate the fact, I used all my Navy experience and ordnance and stuff like that, and I used that to work the bill. It did me great. I grew up from a kid to a man in a very short time. And that's why I'm like Phil. I believe in military training. I don't know as if I believe in maybe compulsory to the point, but you learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you American. That's a good thing I think. I never
regret
one bit. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Frank, thank you for your service to our country and to the freedom of others. God bless you. You may make another comment. Yes, sir.
In the course of my career, I went to work for Aero Supply, which was up here in West Main Street, and I went around trying to get acquainted with the people. And back in a cavity of concrete and acid and everything, I met a guy named Frank Cutco. That was in 1952, wasn't it? the interesting part of that was Troy Jamestown, which we had both gravitated to by the 60s, had a contract in New York City to furnish the furniture to the General Motors headquarters. And we had to park trailers between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning, and we had to load them with the light room and the furniture for that room for that day. So they said to me, it's your job. And I said, well, I need to have some help. And they said, who do you want? I said, you got a guy in production control that used to be a foreman that could supervise the crew then. So I assigned Frank Crutchfield in New York City, and we had a good time.
And you still speak to each other.
Yeah, well. You know, I really appreciate his talent, and he was not being used to the best of his ability at Torrey. And believe me, when he came back from the New York assignment, he got to be superintendent of the plant. So I think I made a contribution for
that. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Any others?
I'm not a vet, but there's two things that I've learned from vets and their family.
Okay.
One, my dad was World War II. And you know the history of World War II and things, but growing up, I wasn't around there and stuff. And growing up in the 70s, though, my dad ended up going into the insurance industry and international business and things. And I always remember people coming to our home and him giving a call saying, Alice, you got to set a couple extra places at the table or something like that. And the one that really, really hits me, I remember this other, it was a German family, but this Japanese family came to our home and we ended up being very good friends. We went to their home after and some things back and forth. We learned how to make spring rolls. That was great. But he said, Warren, you guys should hate us. And he goes, no. The Lord, that's politics all aside, God created everyone. Mm-hmm. And if we throw those politics out, God created us all. Mm-hmm. And that's something of a part of history today. It's something that our countries did and what happened and beliefs that they were going through. But we are all one under God. And that was my lesson from him in that sense. Mm-hmm. But a greater lesson that was just so amazing this past September was to not just and say dad so much, but dad and mom. We went to the Air Force Museum, and I can't describe it any other way but then the sparkle in their eye when they were able to tell their grandkids about life in the military. And the pride, the honor that they felt in serving in a very difficult time in America, a very difficult time for military men and their spouses, and yet how they could tell their grandchildren, how mom could tell their grandchildren about this and that, and the times of while they worked hard, and then their service, continued service in the military, and what they ended up doing from base to base, and they were newlyweds when they went off to this whole thing, and the protection that God gave them when they came through Vietnam, and the continued protection, is just really amazing. And the protecting hand over them, but then also Dad talked about duty and honor and all that stuff, but it's just their honor. They were honored to serve their country. And that's what I think we see with all of those and just who stood up tonight. So I thank you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to have to talk with you and find out what in the world are spring cakes, but we can do that later. Is anyone else? Okay, we have a few minutes here. I want to read to you this little thing. that I came across out of a little magazine called Christian Clippings, and it talks about Veterans Day. It says, never forget those who fought to keep America free. Pause today. Pause at 11 a.m., the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and remember those who have served our country in the uniforms of the armed forces. There are many among us. Thank them for being willing to serve in the military. Not all were in harm's way. Some sat at desks or worked in the quartermaster corps or graves registration. But they took an oath, and they were willing to do any task or take any risk that the oath required of them. They felt this duty to their country. And today, on Veterans Day, we honor all of the men and women who have served. We do it specifically today because 93 years ago, what was called the war to end all wars ended at 11 a.m. A year later, President Woodrow Wilson declared November 11th Armistice Day. It became a federal holiday in 1938. In 1954, Congress changed the name of the observance to Veterans Day in order to additionally honor veterans of World War II and the Korean War. In 2011, we honor all veterans who wore the uniform in whatever conflict, in war or in peace. Veterans today sometimes feel forgotten. We shouldn't allow that. People who are willing to risk their lives for their country should always be honored. Not enough people talk of duty, honor, and country anymore. But without those who believed and still believe in duty, honor, and country, we would not have the freedom we take so much for granted now. On Veterans Day, we honor those who worked and fought for our country, as well as those serving in uniform now. We salute them. In case you ever wondered why at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, we take time to reflect and to pray for veterans, it's because that was the day and the hour that things were declared done, I guess you would say, at the end of World War I. Bill.
Well, you mentioned unknown soldiers. I wonder if you know that a man by the name of Charlie Keating, who used to be a partner of Gordon Black in an American funeral home, was in charge of the group that chose the unknown soldiers. That isn't normally known. He was a captain at that time. He supervised the group.
Is that right? So there's a local connection there. Isn't that something? Thank you. Thank you for that. excuse me. In closing, I wanted to read a passage of Scripture to you. Our translations are going to be different, and so just kind of listen. All right? Romans chapter 13. Verses 1 through 7. Let every person be in subjection to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath upon the one who practices evil. Wherefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you pay taxes. For rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. That last phrase speaks so soundly to our duty as citizens. We are to pay honor to whom honor is due. Honor is respect. Honor is thankfulness. Honor is a great privilege. Vets, thank you. Thank you for your service, whether you served stateside or on foreign fields. Thank you for your service, whether it was during times of peace or whether it was during times of war. Veterans, thank you for the sacrifice that you made that we could assemble like this and have that freedom. I have been reminded several times this week of a pastor who is in Iran, who has been arrested because of his allegiance to Christ. See, he doesn't have the freedoms we have here. And he is currently going through periods of torture to get him to recant his faith in order to save his life. And to this point, he has said, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Do what you will. I honor him. Because of veterans, we have the freedoms to declare our allegiance to God. And when we reach the point where we dishonor veterans, we'll lose our freedoms. On the 11th, take a moment at 11 o'clock and pray. Pray for those currently serving in the military. Thank God for those who have served. Some of them paid the ultimate price. Don't let that ultimate price be in vain. Before that, exercise your freedom. On Tuesday, get out there and vote. That's a part of the reason they've served, to give us that freedom. If you would please stand, we want to close in a word of prayer. Again, I want to thank you for being here tonight. Ryan, thank you for that song. Veterans, thank you for standing and sharing. Some of you didn't stand and share, but thank you for your service and for the great provisions that you've given us of freedom. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, please help us to be a grateful people. Help us to be a people who is continually filled with thankfulness, not just in November, but all the time. Filled with thankfulness for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And Lord, I pray for those who are newly discovering these freedoms. And Father, we know that there are many who wish to take those opportunities away. We pray for the silencing of those who wish to take away men's freedoms. And we pray for the boldness of people to be willing to fight for freedom and for the preservation of life. Lord, we pray for this pastor who is going through this horrible time of testing of his faith. And Father, there are people all around the world watching. Please give him strength. Please help him to honor you and to be a good witness for you. Father, preserve his life. Set him free so that he can go on and minister. Father, for those governments where there are tyrants who are overseeing, Lord, we ask that you would honorably remove them so that man can have freedom and that the freedom of the gospel might be able to go forward in those countries. Father, help Christians everywhere to stand up for truth, for life, for integrity, for morality, for humility, for you. Now, Father, in this coming week, we want to thank you now for the opportunities that you're going to give us to have a voice for you. Let our voice be bold. Let it be clear. Let our voice be truthful and honest. And Father, let our voice be strong. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this light and this community. Father, never let it go out. And we'll give you thanks and praise for everything that you do. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for being here. Please allow us a moment to get to the back. Have a great week in Jesus this week.